Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast. My name's Lee.
And my name's Peter.
And we're playing you some of our favorite stories written by kids that the Story Pirates have adapted into radio plays.
That's true. And today's story is no different. It was written by a then pre-kindergartner from Montpelier, Vermont. Her name is Kerrigan Rose Duffel. And her story is called PB&K, Please.
Wow. The way you just said that, did you do that involuntarily? The way your voice pitched up like that?
Yeah.
What, are you saying everything like that now?
Well, sometimes you just have to end a sentence like that.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I do. All right, before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation of Kerrigan's story, let's read the original story that Kerrigan sent in to us.
Take it away!
Once upon a time, there was a grocery bag coming home from the store. Inside, there was a jar of peanut butter, a jar of jelly, and a jar of ketchup. When they got home, they saw the bread on the counter. The jelly said to the peanut butter, "Let's get on the bread." The peanut butter saw the ketchup sitting all alone on the counter and said, "Not so fast, jelly. No thank you. I think I will get spread on with ketchup today." So the peanut butter and ketchup got spread on the bread. Everyone said, "Ew, I don't want to eat you." But then everyone took a bite and said, "Wait, I like this more. More PB&K, please." Just then, everyone heard the jelly giggling. They all turned around and saw the jelly smiling with her new friend, a jar of mayonnaise. And they all lived happily ever after.
That was beautiful and disgusting.
I think it's a great lesson for all of us.
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes you just got to try things.
That's true. Wait, that's the lesson?
I don't know. What was the lesson?
I don't know.
Let's hear the adaptation.
Here it is. By Kerrigan. PB&K, please.
Wow, Jelly! I'm so excited that we were finally purchased from that grocery store!
You said it, Peanut Butter! I can't wait to get out of this grocery bag so that you and I can make a sandwich!
Man, you guys are so lucky! There's no way you won't end up part of a sandwich! I'll probably just end up getting squirted on top of some soggy french fries and then barely eaten.
Aw, don't be so down on yourself, Ketchup. You never know. Maybe you'll end up as part of a meatloaf glaze or on top of a sirloin steak.
Ugh, Peanut Butter, please, don't get his hopes up. Not everyone can be so lucky that they end up part of a sandwich.
Aww.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ketchup, but that's just how it is.
Wait, you guys hear that? Sounds like grocery bags made at home. Everyone get ready. Listen.
Honey, I'm home. Ah, what a great day to be a grocery bag.
Grocery bag? Is that you?
It sure is, Mrs. Bread. I'm back from the grocery store.
Oh, goody. What did you get?
Well, I've got three items that I carried inside myself from the grocery store. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Ooh, they sound very nice.
They are. Say hello to peanut butter.
Hello.
Ooh.
Jelly.
Hello.
Ooh. And ketchup.
Hi, how are you doing? I'm ketchup.
Don't mind him. He's always playing ketchup.
Great joke.
Anyway, who's ready to make a sandwich?
Well, that sounds like my cue to go sit alone in the corner.
Right, you are, Ketchup.
But Ketchup...
No, Peanut Butter. You go do your thing. I know my place.
Exactly. All right, Peanut Butter, let's get on our bread.
Ooh, yay! Sandwich time!
Not so fast, Jelly.
What is it?
I mean, no thank you.
What do you mean, no thank you?
Well, I've decided that I will not be making a sandwich with you today.
Peanut Butter, what are you talking about? You and I are supposed to spread ourselves all over this bread. It's our destiny. We go together. We're like chocolate and vanilla, or cookies and cream, or sour cream and onion.
Actually, Onion and I have a fairly strained relationship.
You would say that, sour cream.
Why do you always have to put me down in front of strangers? Oh, great. Now I'm crying because of you, Onion.
Jelly, I'm sorry, but I think I will get spread on with Ketchup today.
With me?
That's right, Ketchup. Today, we will make a peanut butter and ketchup sandwich.
But Peanut Butter, that's disgusting.
Is it? Is it? How do you know? Have you ever tried it?
Well, no, but I...
Well, then you don't know.
But Peanut Butter!
Come on, Ketchup. Let's spread ourselves onto the bread.
Do I get a say in this?
No.
All right, on the count of three.
One, two, three!
Excuse me.
That's my crust.
Gross.
All right, now that we're all together, someone has to try a bite of this sandwich.
Ew, no one wants to eat this sandwich.
Oh, come on, we can't be that bad.
I'm sorry you had to see me this way, grocery bag. I'm hideous.
No, Mrs. Bread, you're beautiful.
What?
As beautiful as the day I bought you. I will try the sandwich. I'm so moved by what I've seen here today that I will take a bite of this peanut butter and ketchup sandwich.
No, grocery bag, you don't have to do this.
But I do, Bread. I feel responsible. Here goes nothing. Say, I like this. More PB&K, please.
Yay!
Wow, who would have thought, Peanut Butter, that we would go so well together?
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
And especially not Jelly. Right, Jelly? Jelly? Jelly, what are you doing over there?
Oh, nothing. Just smiling with my new best friend.
Hey, how you doing? I'm a jar of mayonnaise.
Jelly and mayonnaise sandwich, anyone?
Crazy!
Actually, that sounds really disgusting.
You said it.
And they all lived happily ever after.
I don't know, sour cream. It sounds like there might be some residual tension in this kitchen.
Onion! Why do you always have to contradict me?
No, come back! I'm sorry!
The end!
And now Lee speaks with the author herself, Kerrigan Rose Duffel.
Hi, Kerrigan.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Dover, New Hampshire in my house.
Ooh, cool. Do you like New Hampshire?
Yes.
Did you used to live in Vermont?
Mm-hmm.
Which do you like better?
New Hampshire.
Why?
Because my cousins live here.
That's a really good reason. Does New Hampshire has the White Mountains and Vermont has the Green Mountains, right?
Yes.
I always think that's funny that they just name their mountains after a color.
Me too.
So, Kerrigan, you wrote the story PB&K, please.
Yep.
Do you remember writing that?
No.
You don't?
I was really little then.
How old were you when you wrote the story? Do you remember?
Preschool.
Preschool? And so what grade are you in now?
I'm going into second.
Oh, awesome. Are you excited?
Yes.
What are you excited about for second grade?
I really like math.
I like math too, but I'm not that good at it. I wish I was better. So do you remember what PB&K stand for?
No.
You don't? I'm pretty sure one of them...
Peanut butter and ketchup.
There you go. Peanut butter and ketchup. Do you ever eat peanut butter and ketchup sandwiches?
No.
Have you ever tried one?
My mom made one for me this morning.
She did?
Yeah.
Did she do it because we were going to talk on the phone today?
Yes.
That's hilarious. Did you eat any of it?
No.
Did it look gross?
Yeah.
It looks pretty, it sounds pretty gross to me.
It is.
How much money would I have to pay you to eat a PB&K sandwich?
$1.
Only $1 and you would eat it?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to mail you, if I mail you $1, will you eat it right now?
Sure.
You will?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the sandwich with you right now?
yeah.
Wow, will you take a bite and tell us what it tastes like?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. All right, let me know when you have the sandwich in your hand, right before you bite.
Mommy put the sandwich in the garbage.
Oh, no! She did! Well, I think
my brother took 2 bites of it.
He did? And what did he say?
He liked it.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
What did he like about it? Did he give you any more information?
No.
Is your brother older or younger?
He's younger than me.
Is he sort of willing to eat anything?
Yeah.
Are you willing to eat anything, or are you a pickier eater?
I'm actually less pickier.
What's something that he hates to eat? Or that's
green beans.
He hates green beans. What's something that you hate?
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts? Even when they're all like charred and buttery?
Yep.
All right, fair enough. I'm also a really picky eater. I'm probably even pickier than you and your brother.
What do you not like?
I don't like very many vegetables at all. I do actually like Brussels sprouts, but that's almost it. What do you think about that?
Sort of weird.
Sort of weird, right? Like, I'm a grown-up. I should be eating vegetables, right?
Yeah.
Yep, I've heard that before, Kerrigan. Believe me, I've heard it before. Anything else you want to tell me about your story? Do you write stories a lot?
I like to write them at home.
And what do you write about?
Pretty much everything.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Cool. And do you write with a pen or a pencil in a notebook, or do you type, or how do you write?
I write with pens and pencils on a piece of paper.
And how do you get your ideas?
I usually ask someone or look around.
Kerrigan, do you have any advice for any kids out there that want to write their own story but aren't sure how to start? What if your brother was like, Kerrigan, you are great at writing stories. I need some help. What can I do? How do I start? What do I do?
Write about something that you like.
Could you write about something you don't like Brussels sprouts?
Yes.
You could. Awesome. Anything else you want to tell me about?
No, thanks.
All right. Well, you did a great job. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting us perform your story.
Thanks for performing it.
You're so welcome. Bye.
Bye.
If you want to see Story Pirates live in person, come visit us in New York City. We perform on select Saturdays throughout the year in Midtown Manhattan, and we feature new stories every week with kid authors there to take a bow after the show. Find out our full schedule at our website, storypirates.com. Coming up this summer, the Story Pirates will be performing live in person in Wolf Trap in Vienna, Virginia on July 15th and 16th, and Jamestown, New York at the Lucy Comedy Festival on August 6th. Check out our website, storypirates.com, and click performances at the top for details, times, and tickets. You can also buy t-shirts for the Story Pirates fan in your life, also at storypirates.com. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and we will see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey grown-ups, today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.